Welcome to Agronomy for Farmer Success, a podcast brought to you by Osmus Farm Supply.
Our podcast today is going to be on some agronomic questions that our agronomists are receiving. We've had some calls into the offices, especially for the Fulda and Okabena area in Minnesota, about why are my beans turning yellow? We're at the end of August, and it's been super hot. So, Harlan, could you tell us why we're seeing the yellowing of the beans so early?
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. I'm going to start with what might be common sense or simplicity. And I'll just say, due to the hot, dry conditions, when some parts of your field, your soybeans might be maturing. They're just naturally coming to the close of their life. You're going to see this on clay hills, sandy spots, but it's dry conditions that are pushing that maturity of that soybean along. Beyond that, there's a number of different issues that are all starting to raise their head now due to the extended period of heat and dry conditions. The first I'll talk about is white mold. White mold, you can pretty much tell by looking across a field where it's at due to the fact that it's classic to see green living soybean plants and dead plants intermingled amongst each other. Probably is going to start in your lowest ground first, and it will be, like I say, it'd be scattered dead plants. If you see that from the road, you want to get out and assess what's going on. Open the canopy down to the ground level and look for actually mold growing on the outside of the stem. You can split stems and you'll see what's going on inside as well. So you could have some white mold starting to show up. Spider mites are becoming an issue due to the dry conditions. Spider mites typically will come into your soybean field out of a grassy area like a ditch or next to CRP. So your field borders would be what you see turning a lighter yellow first. If you see that, go on out and scout them by taking a piece of white paper, holding it under the canopy a ways, shake the canopy and look for what's commonly called little specks of pepper. That'll be about their size. Other than that, a number of other issues are affecting our soybeans, from cyst nematode, iron deficiency chlorosis, sudden death syndrome, frog-eyed leaf spot is starting to show up. And all of these pests against our plants are being accentuated this year due to the dry, hot conditions. There isn't anything we can do for white mold, for frog eye. You could spray for spider mites if it gets bad enough. But sudden death, cyst nematode, we have what we have. Unfortunately, we're ending the year by taking off the top of our yield. So we're probably going to end up with more average to below average soybean yields this year.
Harlan, you said that nothing could be done this year. If people are seeing this in their fields this year, is there something that can be done next year or in the future when that field goes back to soybeans to prevent this from happening again?
Yes, good question. Especially with white mold. White mold does repeat itself given the proper environmental conditions. And I would say this year I'm a little surprised we're seeing white mold because it's acting like we're too dry and we're too warm. But these morning fogs, this morning dew that continues day after day, that is feeding that disease. And so you're going to have white mold in those same fields again when you plant soybeans. Probably for most of you that's 2 years from now. We can reduce the sclerotia population that lives in the ground that will cause this disease to come back again by spraying a product called Contans. Contans would get soil applied either in the fall of the year or in the spring, and it is known to reduce that sclerotia population by nearly 80%. So for white mold, there is something we can do now for the future. For spider mites, cyst nematodes, IDC, frog eye, sudden death, it's more variety selection, it's more row width spacing, and some of it is tied to the herbicides we use on the plants as well that might affect how serious these affect us in the future.
Well, I want to thank Harlan for coming in and explaining that to us. And so if you're driving around and you're seeing spots in your field, make sure to get out and go out there and check. Once you've gone out there and checked, give your agronomist a call so that they can help you out with what you could maybe do yet this fall or what you should be doing the next time soybeans are going to be in that field to prevent the situation from happening again. As always, you can give your trusted Osmus Farm Supply agronomist a call.
Thank you for listening to Agronomy for Farmer Success. If you'd like any additional information, please contact your trusted Osmus Farm Supply agronomist. Please make sure to subscribe to Agronomy for Farmer Success on your podcast player of choice, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and more, to be notified when new episodes become available.